Ferris sets again and delivers. And Jones hits a high drive, deep left. Way back is Almonte. Wait, babe, bye-bye. Mr. Jones has put the Orioles ahead. He hits one against Rivera in the top of the ninth inning. A line drive home run. And suddenly, the Orioles have awakened, and they lead the ball game 2-1.
I remember that day pretty well. July 7, 2013, I got married the night before, and I was...
You asked me for a wedding gift.
And I got that.
I remember that you asked me for a wedding
I was hurting a little bit in that afternoon. I was about to leave for Hawaii the next day for my honeymoon, and my wife and I turn on the Orioles game, of course, and the Orioles are were you down or tied? That was a two-run shot, right?
That put us up.
That put the Orioles up.
We hadn't scored a run in probably, what, like 15, something.
Yeah,
like
it was a tough weekend.
Yeah, we got cussed out thoroughly from our constituents.
And you take the man of the hour deep in his last season. How about that?
Biggest home run I've ever hit. It was pretty cool, man.
That was pretty cool. Not the biggest home run. How about September
2012? Yeah, the best home run I hit. I mean, I hit a home run off Mariano Rivera. I mean, all the other home runs, personal situations, cool. But, I mean, to hit a home run off Mariano Rivera when he – how many home runs has he given up in his career?
Not many. Not many. And, of course, he has –
you got the internet. You can look that up.
How many home runs? Let me look it up, Adam. Okay, I'll look it up.
I mean, but it doesn't matter. Just, but
he's
be one that hit one off of him is – pretty wild.
And Joe was going crazy that day. That was the kind of home run when you see it, you jump out of your seat.
Casey was going crazy on the plane that day.
Casey, were you celebrating? That was a Sunday afternoon. Rivera in his career gave up 71 home runs in 19 seasons. It's not a lot.
Do the math.
He gave up only six last year, and he did that in 64 innings. Yeah, he gives up about a couple a year. That's basically it. So through the bulk of his career, we're talking 2, 3, 4 a year.
That's crazy.
He's pretty good, right?
Nah, it's great.
What was that one pitch, that cutter, was that the toughest single pitch you can face in a batter's box in the major leagues?
No. The toughest pitch is a well-located fastball.
It is still, after all these years
After all these years of baseball. People trying to reinvent the wheel, the toughest pitch to hit is a well-located fastball. We got an argument the other day. That, you know, and all these numbers, crazy stuff, that science, baseball's a science. And baseball's an art. Get that straight. You can't plug in an equation and figure out baseball. Can't.
It's human beings doing it.
And therefore, human beings, what are we? We make errors. We make mistakes.
Let me ask you this.
We're not machines.
That's
humans.
That's what...
If we were machines, we'd be... I mean, dang near taking over the whole automobile industry.
After all these years, Adam, this is amazing. In 2008, your first camp in Baltimore, you were 22 years old.
Yeah, it's 6 years later, I'm still looking at you.
Yeah, it's sad. Sad for everyone. Do you still get excited tomorrow to step into the batter's box and face another uniform and take your hacks?
Oh, that's the best part. I don't get adrenaline for inner squads because it's my teammate. You know, but when you see another team, it's kind of like a bull when he sees red. It's time to go. So,
I know we've talked about this before. You don't try and peak too early here, but you know, I can tell you're swinging pretty good right now. Is there any point where you're like, I don't want to hit too many home runs here? I want to save them for March 31.
Yeah, I'm gonna try not to hit too many home runs here. If that ball's there and it connects, if it goes out, it goes out. You know, I remember last year I didn't swing too well in the early part of spring training. I think it was on your show or something. He was like, you ain't really swinging the bat or something. Then I just caught fire, and then we went into the season. Spring training. You know, I'm trying to use, you know, just to get in shape, to get in baseball game shape. You know, results aren't always there for the guys that are the starters. But, they, you know, you're getting your innings, you're getting in shape. And then you understand when the light turns on, got to do what you got to do.
Opening day in Baltimore, finally.
It's going to be crazy.
March 31, the Orioles go out and make moves late here. Jimenez, Cruz, Yoon, the defending world champs, division rival in town.
Yep.
That's going to be one of those days, I think, when you hear the O, you're going to get some.
It's going to be pretty nice. Who's taking off work?
I get to do this for a living, so I'm pretty pumped about
that. That's nice. A lot of people in Baltimore are taking off work, which I appreciate, because your bills do need to be paid. So... I appreciate you taking off work and forfeiting those wages.
Chris Tillman versus John Lester. Do you know your lifetime numbers versus John Lester?
Not good. Yeah, I do. Not good. It's not good at all.
I think it's going to help to have Nelson Cruz game one. How about that?
I mean, it's going to help. But, I mean, that's why I say he's a competitor. I'm a competitor. It doesn't matter about being good over time. All it does, you know, if I'm good on that day and we beat him, then that's all that matters, right?
I think it's going to be a pretty good team.
I think it's going to be a pretty good team also, Brett.
You know, you're wearing your analyst hat now, and I like it.
You know,
I'm the guy on TBS with Keith Olbermann.
Yeah, you can't just, you know, I'm just not just talking, you know, out of my derriere like I used to. I'm kind of a little bit more analytical than I used to be, and I don't really like that.
Can I say that I actually was nervous for you and watching you?
Why were you nervous?
I just wanted you to perform
solo
and succeed.
Did you have a little bit of anxiety?
I always have anxiety. I'm a nervous freak, but
I don't know why, man. Relax, bro. Take a deep breath.
I will say that
years and
you were really, really good. I mean, we talked about this but you were really strong, and I was really impressed. You look like a veteran out there.
It was fun. Millar helped me out a lot with that when I went to the MLB Network first, so it made it a lot easier. But then, you know, TNT is the big time, and Oberman's like, hey, now jump on. I'm going to feed you quick. I'm going to feed you right now. Come on, let's go. And he just shoots you. But then you got the people in your ear saying, hey, jump in whenever you feel like jumping in. You know what I mean? Then Oberman keeps talking. Then he shoots right to you real quick. And keep jumping in. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, that part's tough unless you've done it before.
I don't know what to do. But, I just was like, hey, we got to do this and do this and do this. But it made me watch the whole game.
You wanted to play.
I had to watch. I mean, of course I wanted to play. But I had to watch literally every single pitch because of the playoffs. Every single pitch is of utter importance.
No
so
doubt.
I just had to sit there with Verducci and Pedro and just watch the game. And I seen a couple WNBA players, walk by. Hi, ladies. How you doing? I'm Adam. Can I hug?
You know what? I thought you did a really good job doing, which is not done enough, and that's putting me in the batter's box. Like, that is not done enough in today's analysis of professional sports or college athletics. I want to know what it's like to face Mariano Rivera. It's nothing I can relate to.
Nope.
And I want to get that from you. And you did that. I thought you did that.
Okay.
To be out there with the game on the line and you're facing 95 going away.
Well, I just try to be as realistic as possible because, I mean, you know, that's why I like watching a lot of the former players. But some of the former players be talking out the side of their tails, too, making it seem like the game was really easy when it wasn't.
Yeah. And I saw you fail 103 times, too, buddy.
Exactly. No, more than that.
More than that.
Exactly. A lot more than that. You know what I mean? We can look it up. But it was cool to, I try to just give the realistic part of it because, you know, numbers, they say numbers never lie. And, you know, but, you know, numbers can tell also a different story about a player. You know what I mean? They don't measure every single thing
about a
player. You know, some people hit a hard 250. Some people hit a soft 300. So, you know, people just say, oh, he's a 300 hitter. He's the best player in the world. But he might be a soft 300. You know what I mean? So I just try to get people realistic on it because, you know, people, like I said, they going to form their opinion on it. And it is what it is. You know, I just try to make it seem like, hey, the game is hard. I'm playing it right now. I know when I'm a former player, if I'm doing TV, I'm just going to try to give the realist thing about it because on any given day, I don't care if you've been 0-58. You might go 4-4 that day. Why'd you show up to the ballpark? People are like, oh, you suck. You know, yeah, I know. Why would I show up if I don't think I can go 4-4 that day? It makes no sense.
One more segment with Adam Jones. Don't go anywhere. It's right here on PAL.
Unfortunately.